Okay, Daf Yudches Amud Aleph is the story of Hananya ben Shradyim, one of the Asara Rugei Malchus. And I'd like to talk about a halacha in you that comes from it. But before that, I can't resist. I just have to share with you a kasha and a teretz that says in the Sichas Musar. The Gemara says that Hananya ben Shradyim was killed by the Romans. So the Gemara says in heaven, why did he deserve Misa? It says he was Hagas Hashem by Siyasev. He held, you're allowed to say Hashem's name the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he did it. And like Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch was Medagdekim at Tzadikim Kolot HaSaira. So Hananya ben Shradyim was suffered because of it. The Gemara says, why did his wife get killed? Why did his wife get killed? So the Gemara says, because she should have been Meicha. She should have told him, you're being Hagas Hashem by Siyasev, it's Aser. So B'chai Shulevitz asks, Yeshus Bainain, I don't understand. Rechanan ben Shradyim, G'dayle Adar Haya, Tanav HaKadosh. Here you have Rechanan ben Shradyim, the God of Adar. And he paskin that Hagas Hashem by Siyasev is Mutter. He said that it's Mutter, his wife is Masuch Alamdin. So how should she know to be Meicha in him? Good kasha. How's she supposed to know? He passed in this mutter, and he was doing it. And so she gets such a big punishment because she wasn't meicha. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers. He says, "Mekan onu lemedim side God will be yitzira," calls it a big secret in creation. And it's got to be the most incredible line in this whole sefer. He calls it a side b'yitzira, that a woman is created to be eze kenegdai. You know what kenegdai means. So he says, "Aleha mutelas achrayis l'sakein ulashkia halichas baila." It's her responsibility to correct the behavior of her husband. "Ubatkrayach achrayis ze yesh ba eschush horeach." Says that a wife has a chushareya, she can smell out all her husband's faults. And whenever he has a fault, she has the ability to zero in on it and to correct him. It's an incredible line that a woman has that chushareya to be able to zero in. We all know what he means. And therefore, she should have figured it out. That's why Eza Kenegdai, it means when he's right, she says Ezer. She says, you're right. And when he's wrong, so she says, you're wrong. That means she's always right, because when he's right, she says, you're right. And when you're wrong. So it's just an incredible line that a woman has a chusha reyach, utchusha sa'emes, livchain is called darke bala. An incredible line. He just calls it a side hayitzira, a secret. The women all seem to know this. So I don't know how much of a side hayetzir it is, but it's an incredible line. It's an incredible raya from the Gemara, from Rav Hananya ben Shradyim's wife. It's something else. Okay, what I wanted to discuss tonight, though, is the Dvar Halacha. I gave out these copies from Shurim Tzirim Balacha. The word Heshtolas Halev in the beginning means heart transplants. There's this tshuva about heart transplants. And in that tshuva and a few others, he discusses the shilas that are more or less shilas of the last 50 years about treating patients who are dying and have no hope of recovery, and whether it's mutter to or obligated to extend the life of someone who has chayetzar, or just to let the person die rather than to treat the patient. We're talking about someone who's terminal, who has no hope of recovery. And the question is whether it's mutter or aser whether it's chayiv, mutter or aser to treat such a patient and prolong his life. The Gemara here, Rav Hananya ben Shradyim, now Rav Moshe has three tshuvas on the topic, which are all three are quoted here. From the Gemara of Rav Hananya ben Shradyim that we learned tonight, it's just very, very hard to understand. The Gemara says that when they were killing Rav Hananya ben Shradyim, it says two things. It says that the Talmidim told him, they wrapped him up in a Sefer Torah, and they lit a fire around him. So the Talmidim told him, if you open your mouth, then you'll die more quickly. If you open your mouth, and they're burning you, it was a torture to be burnt to death. So they told him, if you open your mouth, then you'll die more quickly. So he said to them that, no, he's not going to do it. He says, says, let God take my soul. I don't want to be chayvul ba'atzmi. I don't want to cause my own death. So here he's going to die anyway. But to open his mouth and cause himself to die sooner, the Gemara says is awesome. Yet the Gemara goes on to say how he told this executioner, they were killed him by putting Svugate Semer on his chest, wet Svugate Semer, so he should die slow, torturous death. And he told this person, he promised him, Chayelam Abba, if he'll remove the Svugate, he'll remove the Tzemer, and he'll make the fire hotter, so he dies sooner. So on the one hand, he said, I'm not going to open my mouth and cause myself to die earlier. On the other hand, he said that take away the Tzemer and make the fire hotter, I should die sooner. So it sounds to do it himself, you're certainly not to kill somebody because he's in pain. But to tell a guy to do it is mutter, is that what we're going to come away, lahalacha? To tell a guy to pull the plug is mutter. Is that what we're coming away with, Ladina? That's what's very, very difficult. Now, right. So what happens if you have a person who's dying a painful death, and if you do actively do something, if you get the guy to disconnect the oxygen, then he'll die more quickly. The guy gets scarred for it. The guy got scarred, apparently got a little above for it.
It's better than fusel the plug yourself.
Yeah, it's so better. The question is if it's mutter. Question is if it's mutter. You're saying Kiddush Hashem maybe is different.
That's right.
So Kiddush Hashem is a dying Kiddush Hashem either way. The question is make him die sooner. Yeah, but why are you allowed to make him die sooner? Rav Chanan Mitradyan is saying, make me die quicker. How is he allowed to do that? It's a Kiddush Hashem either way.
That's right, so we might as well hurry up.
Might as well hurry up. All right, that's the question. So to all... It's the reason Mike David Lemitzis should die sooner. Okay. Very good. The what? Shaul... It's not so clear what Shaul did. There's a steer in the Pesukim... In Shaul, most people don't have no idea. I mean, most people are aware that Shaul died at some point. And, but let me tell you, the remission is tshuva. Yeah, but he encouraged him. He encouraged him to do it. He encouraged him. He said, swear to me. He swore to him. If he had not sworn, it probably wouldn't have happened. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that why did he pull the Svugate Semer off himself? I say he's not allowed to.
What?
He didn't want to open his mouth. It's the same reason Ramesha writes that. He didn't want to open his mouth. He didn't want to pull off the Svugate Semer. So to do it by himself, he's certainly not allowed. What? So Ramesha says it doesn't say he was tied up. I don't know. Could be he was tied up. I don't know. He writes, Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, it doesn't say he was tied up. Well, I assume that while he was burning, it's not Mustava that Talmidim was standing there. I think this is all before him, that they were telling him they're going to burn you to death, so open your mouth.
What about the time period? So the first time, he wasn't close to being dead. Later on, he was close to being dead.
So then he can open his mouth, but he can't open his mouth. It's a difficulty. I want to tell you the... What? Yeah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Pesukim he said that. That's probably one of the Mefarshim says it. It doesn't say, throw me up and over, give me an extra minute of life. It doesn't say that, not in the Gemara, not in the Pesukim. It could be one of the Drashas Sfarim writes it. It could be even a good source, but it doesn't mean everyone agrees with it. It's not befeirish in the Pesukim such as. Now, Ramosha does go with the Hanocha that a life of pain with no hope of recovery is worse than death. And he bases it not on the Sagadat the Gemara, but on a Halachi Gemara. The Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Lamed Gimel, which says, discusses about Hasra for a Mochamer thing, if it's good enough for a Mokal. If you give someone Yishai Malkus for something, you tell him Yishai Misa. You made a mistake, Yishai Malkus. Is Hasra for a Dava Chamer good for a Dava Kal? So the Gemara says, Dilma Malkus Chamer. Who says Misa is worse? Malkus is a real thing. It's beating, hitting a person till close to death. So the Gemara says, maybe Malkus is Mochamer. And the Gemara brings a raya, Ilmolei Nagdul Chananya Mishav Azariah Pochul Letzalma. There's a mimer that had they tortured Chananya Mishav Azariah instead of just throwing him into the Kivshe Shalesh, maybe they would have bowed to the Tzalem. So you see, a torture is worse than Misa. So the Gemara answers, one is by Yisurim Shiyeshlem Kitzvah. Malkus is Yisurim. But there's an end, and after that the person will be alive. So that, Misa is worse. Can be Yisurim Sheinlam Kitzvah. But a Yisurim, they're going to torture a person to death, that's worse. That's worse than death. So the Gemara here has a Hanochin, what's basically a Halacha Gemara, that Yisurim is worse than death. Ramesha bases it also on a second Gemara. The Gemara itself is an Agadita. It says that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was dying, the Talmidim and the Yeshiva were davening. And as long as they were davening, he didn't die. And Amsa the Rebbe had this maidservant that was like Rav Gamliel had Tevi Avdai. Rebbe had Amsa the Rebbe, who was very knowledgeable. And she saw that he was in a lot of pain. But she knew as long as the Talmidim are davening, he's not going to die. So she went up to the roof and threw down some type of a barrel from the roof down right outside the window. And you know, in yeshiva, any time something's happening outside, everyone pauses to look. So they stopped davening, and Rebbe died. That's what it says in the Gemara. So, in effect, she sort of caused his death. So, there's no riots in Agadat the Gemara, but the Ran, the Dorim, Daf Mem, those of you learning Daf Yomi, remember Daf Mem, you're up to Bechof Dalit or so. So, what? The Ran there in a Halacha Gemara, it's talking there by the Dorim, that says that Allah is like Absa the Rebbe. And Ramesha brings that as a raya again, that Yisurim is worse than Misa. So Ramesha holds that you're allowed to withhold refuah, so you're chayiv, to withhold refuah from a person who's living chayit tsar that has no hope of a recovery. That's Ramesha's psak. Ramesha brings this Gemara of Chanani ben Tradian. In the first Gemara he brings it, first truly, he says, Tzarchi and Godly. He doesn't upshat. He not allowed to open his mouth, that we understand, because opening his mouth is Ritzicha. Ritzicha not allowed to do. But to encourage somebody to do a Maisa, which in effect, making the fire hotter, which is a Ritzicha, so Ramesha says, Tzarchi and Godly. In a later tshuva, which is quoted here, he says that maybe, interesting tshuva, he says that maybe B'nai Noyach, this was a guy, a yid is mechuyev alay sirtzach. All ritzich is also. You make cheshbonis, it doesn't help. He says, by b'nei noyach, it could be that their loy sirtzach is out sheifech dam adam ba'adam. It's a different pasuk. Lashon shvichas damim is the lashon of being cruel to somebody and being sheifech dam. So, I don't know. It's too much of a chiddush to say. It should come out from the story of Chananya ben Tradian, according to this. Ramesha writes in the tshuva, you're allowed to withhold refuah. But to say you're allowed to tell a guy to actually do something active to cause the person to die sooner, that, I don't know any pesuk who holds that way. Ramesha, in one of the three tshuvas, in one tshuva he says, Tzarchiyin. In one tshuva he says, Dilma hirasha haisa. I don't know what that means. Or Ham Travel say rasha. I don't know what it means, say rasha. And then he says, maybe B'nai Noyach are different. For B'nai Noyach it's Mutta. For Noyach it's Mutta, in the hospitals we have B'nai Noyach. You're allowed to tell B'nai Noyach to speed up the death? I don't know. This Gemara is a serious issue with the whole with the whole Eisik. If Alpiderech HaTevet is no hope, that's called there's no hope. If Alpiderech HaTevet, a person has no refuah, Ramesha says it's better to daven Yisha die than to daven Yisha recover. If Alpiderech HaTevet, he can't recover. Now, I don't tell that to people. People always tell me, you know, God could do anything and he could still recover. You know, it's you know, Rav Palm was passing away, was slipping, was slowly going, his heart rate was going down, he had no chance of recovery. We were there saying to him, and someone says, Misha Beirach, who you rap, you know, I wanted to scream at the guy. I wasn't going to say anything in front of everyone, but when you say, who you rap, there's no, it's a tefillah shav. It's you don't say a tefillah like that. Ramesha says, if someone's in tsar, mutav shiyispal shiyamus, then if he has no chance of recovery, then shiyispal shiyichya. What? He's saying Tehillim for the neshama. You say Tehillim every by a Shkiv Meir, I was dying. There's a Seder to say. You accompany the neshama with Tehillim. Tehillim is not only that someone should recover. Tehillim is always a tzchus for even after someone's nifted, it's a tzchus for somebody. You go to a kever, there are seven kapetel Tehillim that he's supposed to say. So, now I'd like to hear to you in the kuda that Rav Palm said. And he answers a kash. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis asks a kash on this whole discussion. Chaim Shmuel Levis asks, you all know that it says Shloisha Hayu Boisa Yetzah by Parai. Right? It was Eiv, Yisrael, and Bilam. So Yisrael Shabarach, the Zochel Agdula. Right? Yisrael didn't want to kill the Jewish kids. And Bilam, who said that killed the Jewish kids, so Nistaka Becherev, he got killed. Eiv Shashasak, Nidim B'Yisuri. So Chaim Shmuel Levit says, how could you say Yisurim is worse than death? Bilam got death. Nizdake Becherev, and Eiv, who did less, got Yisurim Shal Eiv, which seems to be terrible Yisurim. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis asked this as a kasha. Eiv didn't die at the end. You may be right. Eiv didn't die at the end, so maybe it's different. Although the Lashon Gemara Yisurim Sheilam Kitzva, not so clear that way, but it could be. It could be the answer is because Eiv still, at the end, he recovered. At the end, he was healed. He got his money back. The Rav Palm's Mahalach in this whole thing was the following. His shita was that as long as a person can still do a mitzvah, even Yes Chayitzar, a person can still do a mitzvah, Yafisha Achas B'Torah Mitzvahs B'Olam Hazeh B'Kol Chayelam Abba. You keep him alive as long as he can still say Kriya Shema in the morning, he can make a bracha, he can answer Amen. So then you keep him alive. He had like the Pesachim hold to keep him alive. As soon as a person is in a matzav le'aleinu, he's in a coma or he's so weak that he can't do anything, so there he held like Rav Moshe says, to hold, withhold refuah, and to withhold questions, if you're allowed to withhold hydration and nutrition, most places can hold, you're not allowed to. But the way he brings it, now they withhold oxygen, the way he quotes Rav Moshe here at the end of the piece, Rav Tzur Balach. If you look in the piece, Rav Moshe Tak holds that way, but with the cheshbon. But anyway, the point is that Rav Palm held sort of in between. The Alpaiskim will say you have to do everything to keep a person alive, not like Rav Moshe. And I think most of the Paiskim today hold like Rav Moshe. That's why you needed a generation needs a God Ladar to take achrayas to paskin that, you know, you withhold refuah. I think that's generally, once a person is in such a state of yisurim and he has no hope, that we withhold refuah. And Rav Palm held this chilik. The answer is the Chaim Shmuel Levitz's kasha. Chaim Shmuel Levitz's vart, he asked that life is worth more than yisurim. You see from the Bilam Yidaka Becharav and Ariyev. As long as a person is a Isha Chaim, there's a value to life, as long as a person can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So that, the Welt says stories about how Yisurim is a tikkun, if you let him die earlier, he's not going to go to Gan Eden, he'll go to Gehenna. So from stories, we don't pass Kan Halachis, you know, we don't give people pain that they should have a tikkun. You know what I mean, to give you pain, to give you a tikkun, right? Rav Palm used to say, if someone ever embarrasses you in public, see, he's in the Mavai issue, you should say, he used to say, Bezyainis and in the best of Yisurim. Bezyainis, someone's Mavai, he was the best of Yisurim. So the Chafetz Chaim said, Veitzumir, he said, well, to me, ich bin el teyidim is minish mevazer. You know, no one's mevayish me. Mevayish is the best thing. It's a tikkun, and it doesn't cost you money, it doesn't cost you gesund, and finished. So bizyanis are good. But lemaisi, no, I'll be mevazer somebody for his tikkun. So even though, you know, we take a dechama that it was a tikkun for him, we don't look for the tikkun, we don't look for the tsar, and all right, this is the Psak Halacha. I want to thank everyone for sticking with it this year. I want to apologize. We still have one more week next week. I'd like everyone to come. Some of you may have made arrangements already to go to the country. Now you're going to have to change it to the last minute. I want to apologize. I should have given out a schedule in the beginning. But next week, the week after that, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Beis Medrash will be open Thursday nights all summer. I understand most people are away. I look forward to everybody coming back in Yitzhak Hashem, hopefully next week and certainly next year, and eventually making a siyum on this beautiful Masechta. A good Shabbos, everybody.